Jim Hawkins in the morning.
Your county.
Your station. BBC Radio
Shropshire. Hundreds of Shropshire-based soldiers left home last night to travel to Afghanistan. None of them had to look very far to see the dangers that they might face. The soldiers who left were all from the 1st Battalion, the Royal Irish Regiment, based near Market Drayton. Another soldier from the battalion is Sergeant Alistair McKinney. In 2006, he was shot in the head while in Afghanistan. Today, he's paralysed down his left side, and part of his brain is missing. But he still lives in the battalion family quarters at Turn Hill. BBC Radio Shropshire's Dan Box met Alistair, his mum, and his mum Josephine, who's given up work to care for her son. You may find parts of Dan's report distressing.
You get the knock on the door, and that's what everybody dreads. He was just a little man. I thought he wanted to speak to my husband. I didn't know it was anything to do with the military. So when he said, "You're the mother of Corporal Alistair McKinney," that's when the penny drops, who he is.
2006, you were in Afghanistan.
Yes.
What were you doing in Afghanistan? Where in the country were you?
Musakala.
And what was the purpose of the operation out there?
We were told we're going out to seek and destroy the enemy, with the Taliban.
Can I ask, you obviously were pretty badly injured out there.
Yes.
Can I ask what happened?
Shot through the head.
That's a horrific thing. I mean, look at you, you're sitting there smiling about it, but you obviously weren't smiling at the time.
No, I was out cold.
So do you have any memory of it at all?
Nothing at all.
What's your first memory?
Waking up in Queen Elizabeth's Hospital in Birmingham.
We went in. You can't describe the shock. You think you know what to expect. It's a head injury, you expect them to be on drips, you expect them to be his head bandaged. I didn't expect him to be staring at the floor, swollen up. And he kept insisting that he was okay. He couldn't speak because he had a trachea in, but he was signalling with his hands that he was okay. But he was totally confused because he had no clue why he was there. His last memories was going onto the roof of Musakala.
So one moment you're in Musakala, okay. Next you're in Queen Elizabeth Hospital.
Yes.
What did they tell you happened?
It was left to my family to tell me.
The bullet went in above his left eye and exited above his right ear. Then there was massive infection. When they operated and cut the bone flap away, they had to take out fragments. They packed it, and when he got flown into Birmingham and they opened it to take the packing out, he had a massive abscess and TB.
Inside his brain?
Inside his brain, yeah. The abscess was on the brain. So they had to operate again to drain that. And we're coming too close to the optic nerve, which in actual fact he has eye damage as well.
I'd been shot through the head and suffered a head injury and paralysis down the left side.
And you still suffer the paralysis now?
Yes.
I mean, you're sitting here with a brace on the arm and the foot.
Yes.
Brain injury to me, and it's only my opinion, is worse than having an amputation, because the amputees are back on prosthetic limbs and walking. Brain injury, he's paralysed, he's still got his arm and leg, but it don't work. He's also suffering brain damage, so he will never be the same again.
How hard is that for you?
I think you can see that by my voice. His last memories was going onto the roof of Musakala. It's like a little fort. There's a picture behind you.
So there's a... The picture in your living room is the fight in which you got shot?
Mm. Yes.
That's the place you were shot? Mm. Alistair, if I'm honest, I'm quite surprised that you want to have a picture of the place where you were shot on your living room wall. Can I ask why?
Proud.
You can hear more from Alistair and from Josephine talking about his recovery from that injury in about 5-10 minutes' time.